That is the face of Malice Green, who in November of 1992 became the face of police brutality when department-issued flashlights were used as weapons to end his life. And for the first time in the history of this nation, police officers were actually tried and convicted for the killing of an unarmed black man.
16 months.
Wow.
16 months. That's what it took to put together that documentary. When I arrived at Channel 4 in 1992, it was one of the first stories I covered. And it was the last big story on my way out the door.
Wow.
71-minute documentary, a 25-page single-space script. And I did it because people forgot. People didn't know.
You asked some people.
I asked
people. Did they know?
The whole idea of the documentary came from a conversation I was having with a photographer. And we were driving around in the live truck, and I don't even remember what we were talking about, but
okay.
I mentioned Malice Green. And he said, "Who's that?" And this is a photographer who's, you know, pretty up on stuff.
Okay,
yeah, he's
yeah.
a journalist. He's a photojournalist. He's
okay.
not just a shooter.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately called Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy, and I said, "Hey, I want to tell you about a conversation I just had. Would you be willing to do a sit-down interview with me?" And she said yes. And, you know, no questions were off the table. She answered all questions. And in being able to do that long-form documentary, you're able to let people finish sentences.
Yes.
You don't just have sound bites. They can finish the entire thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was amazing. And, you know, it's just a joy to have the prosecutor with us right now. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy is
Madam
on.
Prosecutor, good morning to you.
Good morning to you both.
Thank you for joining us. I just want to go back just a bit when I called you, and you were so game to talk about this. And I just want to talk about your reasons why.
You know, many reasons. This was a significant historical piece in Detroit, and I don't think a lot of people know that for whatever reason. But it was not only significant to the city of Detroit for many reasons, but also it was significant for the entire country because, as you stated a minute ago, and as was stated very clearly in the documentary, which I loved, by the way, this was the first time on-duty police officers were convicted of murder in the United States history.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this was right on the heels of
Rodney King. Yeah.
In L.A. And I think, I don't know if I said it during the documentary, but I know we had this discussion in the past that when Rodney King happened, I was kind of oblivious because I was really busy trying homicides. And I was working on a 3-defendant homicide at the time that I was getting ready to try. And I didn't even know that Malice Green was beaten to death in Detroit until later when my boss at that time, Wayne County Prosecutor John O'Hare, called me into his office. And there had been talking around the office, but I said, "Oh, I'm busy in my trials. No one's going to ask me to do this." And then, of course, I walked in and he asked me to do it. So I hadn't even, I'm kind of sad to say, I hadn't even heard that it happened until I learned that I was going to be trying it.
You know, the documentary I thought was so important because what I did was I looked at what has happened in the 32 years since you successfully prosecuted that case. What has changed, and equally as important, what hasn't changed? And we look at that, and I will say this, if you can, it takes courage. It takes courage to watch this documentary. Lots of people can't get past the first 15 minutes. It's raw. We don't mince words. We don't edit. But it's really, really important for people to see, and Prosecutor Worthy, you talk about it, and so does the police chief, Chief James White for the Detroit Police
yes.
Department. You know, that there needs to be some national standards. And when you take a look at what hasn't changed in 32 years, let's talk about that a little bit and the national standards that you feel are necessary to keep unarmed black people from getting killed.
Well, what hasn't changed is this continues to happen and with regularity. What hasn't changed is you have a lot of prosecutors and district attorneys that are elected across this country who still refuse to look at these cases justly and morally. You know, we know that there are bad apples in every profession, not just in law enforcement. The majority of law enforcement, as we all know, are good, hardworking men and women
Absolutely.
Of their departments, overwhelmingly. but we have people who do things that are wrong. And I think a lot of times what people don't understand, even the police chiefs, when they have people within the department, they want them out. They don't want them to be representative of their department.
That's
because
right.
It gives everybody a bad name. And I think people forget that. They think, it's just rogue Kim Worthy running around doing. But no, it is police chiefs whose officers are members of their department. They do not want people who do this kind of thing in their departments either. And so this is very personal to me for obvious reasons. This was, 30 years ago now?
32.
And 32, thank you.
Obviously, you tried that case when you were 6.
That's right.
Yeah, right. I was a genius. No, but you know, it's just, to me, it wasn't significant. And what I mean by that, at the time, I was looking at this as a case that we had to look at to see if we were going to charge. And once we decided to charge, it was a case that we had to try. I really didn't know how significant it would turn out to be. Of course, I knew about police brutality. Of course, I knew about police beatings. But I did not know how this case was going to change the course of history in Detroit. And I'll say it. I said it to you. I say it all the time. I'll say it again. The late Don Barton, to me, was the significant piece that made Detroit sit up and listen, learn, and observe that the prosecution team was taking this seriously, that we were working each and every day, that each one of the witnesses could be believed, and that justice was done. And I firmly believe that, because there was not court TV in
right.
Detroit
cable
at the
television.
Time.
No.
Right, right. And he, I don't know what he did or who had the idea, it was probably himself. I never got a chance to ask him that specific question. He decided he was going to run the trial gavel to gavel, free of charge, in the city of Detroit. And so that meant everybody was able to sit in their living rooms and watch justice unfolding.
And prosecutor, what difference did this make that it was in recorder's court at the time, where the jury pool was
Detroiters.
From the city of Detroit, as opposed to now Frank Murphy, where it's Wayne County.
Huge, 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 huge. Like I said, it changed the course of history of Detroit in many, many ways. And one way is Detroit was constitutionally created. And the Detroit Recorder's Court was constitutionally created. And it was the city of Detroit, their trial court for the city of Detroit, and then Wayne County Circuit Court was the court for the rest of the county, the other 42 cities. Now, and it worked very well. I mean, and we had a majority of black jurors, but they weren't all people of color. I had many juries when I had 6 and 6, 5 and 7. And so, you know, I did homicides for the entire last 6 years, back to back to back for 6 years when I was at the prosecutor's office. And we had truly jurors of their peers deciding these cases. Most of the defense at the time were also people of color, because again, it had to happen jurisdictionally in the city of Detroit. And at that time, Detroit was probably 86% people of color. And so after that case, people could not wrap their minds around the fact that people of color could make just decisions.
Yeah, and so they eradicated
the
recorder's court. They eradicated, and you were talking about
right.
that. In the documentary, which, by the way, we've got to wrap up very shortly. I do want to say is streaming on Local 4 Plus. And just my last question in 10 or 15 seconds. Now, that is a soundbite, is this does not give people an opportunity to look away if you have the courage to watch all of it.
You should. I mean, even I learned some things, and I was an integral part of that case. No, watch it. Digest it. If you have to turn it off and turn it on and turn it off and turn it on, do that. It is critical for justice to continue in this country that we don't look away, even during documentaries, and certainly not look away when it's happening on the streets before us.
Prosecutor Kim Worthy, we appreciate all you do here in Wayne County, and we appreciate you being here on JR Morning.
Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day.